But Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 16 is the text we'll look at for just a few minutes. And I'm going to ask Brad to come and read that. And I'm going to ask you if you would please stand for the reading of God's Word. Isaiah 49, verses 14 through 16.
If you are reading in the Pew Bible, it's page 727. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to 16. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." Please remain standing for prayer.
Yeah, so Father, just let it sink in as we look in your word. We pray in Jesus, your name. Amen. You may be seated. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." What does the face of someone who feels forgotten or forsaken look like? What is the face of someone who has been forsaken or forgotten? Who feels forsaken, who feels abandoned, who feels like no one knows, no one understands, no one sees or cares. What does the face of that person look like? You can think of someone in your own life. Perhaps it's that man who's lost his job and feels like he's been out there for a long time trying to find that job and just nothing's turning up. He's afraid of his future. Feels forsaken, forgotten. I remember the faces of many elderly people who used to be in the assisted living facility that I worked at, and they would be on their beds and they had no family who would ever come and visit them. I remember their faces. Forgotten, forsaken. The child who grows up with an alcoholic father or a depressed mother who just can't show up. Just can't be there. Forsaken. Forgotten. Those who deal with depression, mental illness, who feel forgotten, like no one can ever understand or ever walk with them through the struggle that they are experiencing because no one would ever get it. Forsaken. Forgotten. The hurt that others do to us makes us feel that way. The hurt that we do to ourselves can sometimes make us feel that way. The hurt that goes on because the systems of this world are set up to keep people always behind the eight ball, always under the thumb, always feeling like it's life is just turning the screws down all the time on them. Feeling forsaken, forgotten. You know, maybe some of you today, maybe the face of the one who feels forgotten or forsaken is the face you look at every day in the mirror. Maybe you're the single mom who's struggling to make it on your own and it's hard. You feel alone. One of the things that the Bible just tells us, if we feel that way, the last thing that we should do is stuff that, to put it away, to repress it, to not acknowledge it. When Zion is saying, "The Lord's forsaken me," Zion is feeling forsaken and forgotten. You know, sometimes we just need to say it. Sometimes the face of the one who feels forsaken or forgotten is someone who actually looks very strong, who actually looks like they got their act together because they felt rejected or left out for so long that they've learned to put that feeling away and function, and sometimes overcompensate with how high functioning they can look like. So the face of the forgotten one can look completely put together. But that's just because they've just never wanted to go to that place in their own hearts that feels forsaken. There's two words there. Forsaken is feeling abandoned on the outside. Forgotten is feeling forsaken on the inside. That's the whole, what it really feels like. You know, on the inside you feel like no one knows. On the outside it's just feeling like no one's there. And they say it. And sometimes that's what you and I need to do, is just say it. You know, we could say, you know, but boy, compared to, you know, people who are starving in Africa or people who lost everything in tornadoes and all of that, compared to them, you know, I can't really say that I feel forgotten or forsaken. But, you know, really, that's your situation, though. That's your pain. That's how you feel. And that matters to God. It matters to God. So the last thing you should do is put it away or compare it or whatever. The very first thing you should do is just name it. You know, when you read David, when he is so troubled in his soul, you hear it, don't you? You hear David in the Psalms just saying, "Why have you forsaken me?" Who else said that? Jesus said it. My God, why have you forsaken me? He said it. Because that was his experience. He felt it. Sometimes that's the first step for us to be able to actually experience the love of God, is to just acknowledge how vulnerable we feel. How helpless we feel. Boy, we've got our acts together in this room. But how much of that is just you trying to cover up what you feel? So that you don't really let yourself experience the love of God in your life. So the first thing is just say it. What does God say back to you? What's that message? You know what Don said, I love the picture. There's a message that gets absorbed in someone when they're loved over a long period of time, and it just sinks in deeper and deeper so that they start to react knowing they're loved and valued. What's that message that God says back to you when you say, I feel forgotten, I feel forsaken? What does he say back to you? First thing he says is, I'm here. What a picture. Can a mother, verse 15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast? The baby at her breast, is there anything closer? You know, I love how we've recently had a few babies born into New Life Church. Some people have said, you know, this is our church growth program, just having babies. But it's wonderful. There are many of you who've had babies for the first time. You remember the change that took place, moms? The bond that took place when you're nursing your child? That intimate connection where the fathers are looking at that and saying, I can't touch that. You know, there's something going on there that's deep and real and nurturing, and that's love. And that's what God is saying. God is saying, what I want you to know right now is just how close you are to my heart. I'm here. I'm near, and I'm here. You know, there's so many things God could have said, and I thought, what are the things I would have said to Zion? You know, when Zion says, you know, when someone says, you know, I feel like you've forgotten me or forsaken me, and I would say, well, you don't do anything I tell you to do. I would come back with, who are you to complain? Or, you know, what about all the things that I've done? But God will not respond to you by saying anything like that. He won't say, he had every right to, by the way. He could have totally said to Zion, if you just did what I told you to do, but he doesn't. His first reaction is he wants to just insulate them in his acceptance. Just a big embrace. You know, that's something I can learn. But that's how God responds. He just says, I love you. I'm close to you. Even though you might not feel it, I'm here. Closer than you can actually imagine, I'm here. That's the first thing he says, and then the second thing he says is, I always care for you. I always care for you. And when he says, can I ever forget like a mother Can she ever have no compassion on the child that she's born? You flip that around and you understand what God is saying is, I have so much compassion for you. I care for every detail about your life, your name, your story. I've known you, and I know you right now better than you even know yourself. Your heart, every emotion you feel, every thought you're thinking, everything about you. And the story that's yet to be written, I know it. I know it. And I care for you. I'm caring for you in ways that you don't even realize. The fact that you and I got up this morning, God's care. The very fact that you and I can sit here and give thanks to God, God's care. All of those things are things that God has cared for us. But wow, what a great moment we have today when we actually think about the blessings that we've received from our families. You know, many of us have just been so cared for in so many different ways, and God wants us to be mindful of that. God says, I care for you. The third thing he says is, I always see you. You know, when he says, though there is a possibility, even though he asks the question, can a mother forget? Well, the reality is, yeah. A mom can forget. I was reminded, I think I was about 9 years old and Julie was about 8 years old, and we were all in San Francisco at another church and had a lot of extended family over, and then we all just jumped to our uncle's house across the bridge in Mill Valley. And by the time of the 25, 30 of us ended up at the house, someone said, where's Julie? Turned out that she had been left at the church in San Francisco, and my mom, of course, just freaked out, right? But the music minister of that church had seen Julie by herself and stayed with her. And by the time that Mom and Dad got back to her, she was just crying like a baby. And a mom can't forget her child. Sometimes it's just something that simple, but sometimes it is, like I said, sometimes there are things that debilitate moms from being present for their mom, for their kids. Sometimes it is a mental condition. There's things that just, moms just can't show up. And they can actually forget their mom. It's possible. And God says, even if she may forget, I will not forget you. You know, God chooses pictures that we can try to relate to. And there's no greater picture that we in human experience can ever experience than a mom who's nursing her child. But even if that breaks down, which can break down because we live in a fallen world and we are fallen people, God will not forget you. He won't. He always sees you. He always has his eye on you. The last thing he says here is, you are a part of me. In verse 16, see, I've engraved you on the palms of my hand. That is a literal, he has cut into his skin on his hand your name. That means that every time he looks at his hands, he sees you. And we look at our hands a lot. You know, if there's anything you'd need to, you know, a reminder of, you don't put it on your back or you don't put it on, you know, the back of your thigh. You see your hands all the time. So he says, the place where I'm going to always be reminded is the thing on me that I always see. It's my hands and you're on my hands. Which means I always think of you. Always. You're a part of me. And I think what we were singing about and what Don mentioned is that the very evidence of this is that Jesus has wounds on his hands that should always be visible reminders that you're on his hands and on his heart and he gave his life for you. And every time God sees the hands of his son, he sees you. He won't forget. You're part of him. And nothing can separate you from that love. So I want to just close with this picture. And Dr. Warwick, at the assembly, he talked and opened up his life about some things that have been difficult for him and his family, where it feels like, man, he and his wife are going through this and it's hard and it's tough and it's isolating. But he said that God just put on his heart that everyone that you are thinking about and struggling for in your family is going to be okay. God just put it on his heart. Everyone that you're struggling for, thinking about, is going to be okay. And that's because he's not forgotten. God will never forget his children, ever. So today, Jesus walks among us, right next to you, and he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. I will comfort you. You're a part of me. Nothing can ever separate you from my love. Nothing. Remember when Paul goes through that whole list? Let's see. What are the things that you're afraid of that could possibly separate you? Angels? Demons? Right? Principalities? Things you can't even understand or see or experience that are beyond you? Yeah, even those two, they can't. Nothing can ever separate you from my love. So today, maybe you're the one who feels forgotten. You're the one who feels forsaken. Today, God has a word for you. I'm close. I see you. You're always a part of me. And nothing can ever separate you from me. So today, will you receive that? Maybe today, right now, in this time of prayer, why don't we just bow our heads this morning? And just, perhaps you need to just say it. Say to God, in what ways do you feel forgotten? Say it. He's not afraid of it. He's not concerned or scared about what you might say. His heart's big. Say it. Maybe you are thinking of someone else who feels that way. One of the things you can do is intercede for them. Say it to God as if they were saying it to God. Give voice to someone else in your life who feels forsaken or forgotten. And just speak on their behalf before God the Father. Tell them. Now hear God say back to you, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. You are ever before me. Thank you, Father, for speaking into our hearts and speaking into the hearts of those that you put into our minds. Father, continue to speak that you will never leave us or forsake us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.